The key to relationships is you gotta find someone who's at your level. You know what I'm saying? Don't be dating anybody who knows shit. Don't be dating anybody smarter than you. Well, you have to pretend you know things and, like, start reading. It's fucking brutal. Never date anybody smarter than you. That's why I get along with my girlfriend, because she's fucking dumb, just like me. It's great. We're just happy little animals. Be dating anybody. When I was in college, I dated a chick who graduated from Harvard with a degree in women's studies. Holy fucking shit. It was brutal. I never knew what she was talking about. I was always nodding. Oh, yeah, that's important. The only thing I learned in college was avoid hookers with walkie-talkies. And, like, everything. She was, like, ultra-sensitive about the meaning behind things. Like, I couldn't say fuck. Like, I used to have to say make love. I swear to God. I used to have to say you want to make love. We were going out for a while, like, a couple of weeks and shit. And we'd be dating. You know, we'd be just playing around. I'd be like, you want to fuck? She's like, excuse me, do you love me? Do you love me? I love you too. We love each other and we make love. You don't fuck me because I'm not an object. I'm a person. This makes me very uncomfortable about how you view our relationship. I have to really evaluate and reassess everything now. No matter how much you love each other in certain positions, you're fucking. All right? No matter how much you love each other, you don't make love doggy style. You're getting fucked like an animal. I don't care what your mother tells you, girls. Stop lying to yourself. You're in bed with your boyfriend. He's got three pillows under your stomach. Your ass is sticking straight up in the air. He's grabbing that thing like a saddle and bouncing your head off the wall. Bam, 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 bam. Your legs are sprawled out over the bed like Bambi trying to walk in a frozen lake. Right? You're getting fucked. Why are you lying to yourself? What, are you going to live forever? I love it when we make love. So beautiful. I love incense and jewel music. This is always what I was looking. Wait a minute. It's too much love. I'm blacking out. Hold on. This love is making my fucking head bleed. This is such bullshit. This is too much. I was looking forward to. What's wrong with you? I believe in love, but I think you can only make love like two nights in a row, and then some fucking's required. Right? You want to stay together, you gotta fuck. Right? You come home, she's like, I love you. I love you too. Now go put the helmet on.
That chin strap irritates me. Let me tell you something. Just because you put little stickers of dolphins and unicorns on it, it does not make it beautiful. Right? That is a symbol of male oppression. You are everything that's wrong with our culture. It's guys like you, our culture.
While we're on this whole doggy style thing, I'm going to point something out. Every guy knows this. This is critical, yet never discussed. And only like 50% of the women know this. And apparently you don't tell your friends. But doggy style position, this is very important. Now please pay attention, ladies.
Ready?
This is good. This is bad. Why do you do that hump thing? It's a slope. It's never a hump. That's the way they do it in the porno films. Your ass is up high. It makes for good visual. What is this fucking scoliosis shoehorn thing some of you chicks do? It looks like you're trying to curl into a fetal position and roll down a hill. It looks fucking dumb. Why do you do that? They get all upset with you, because that's comfortable. But do you care what it looks like if you love me and I don't care what it looks like? I'm visual. I can't fuck you when it looks like you're trying to shit out a blender. I get confused. Dudes are visual.